The first cell phone was demonstrated in 1973 by Martin Cooper. You know what wasn't demonstrated? Shared plans. Over 50 years later, you can save on one line thanks to Visible. When you switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless Visible, you can get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon for just $25 a month, taxes and fees included. No hidden fees. No, really. You can look around for them. They're not there. Switch now at Visible.com. Save on wireless without the hassle. Switch to Visible today and save at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Here's a quick question for you. How did you sleep last night? If your battle for a good night's sleep feels relentless, I have the answer. It's a podcast called Sleepwave, with meditations and hypnosis created to help you fall asleep. My relaxation techniques will help you feel calm and ready for sleep, with soft music that will help you fall asleep in minutes. Most listeners never hear the end of an episode. So search Sleepwave on your favorite podcast app and find out why over a million people have fallen asleep to my voice.
Users lose all sense of reality and enter another world. Remember, do not underestimate the power of PlayStation.
Beyond. Welcome to Podcast Beyond, episode 198. I am your temporary host for today, Ryan Clements, and I'm joined by Brian Altano, and Anthony Gallegos.
Hi.
How's it going over there?
El Gallegos.
This is the Xbox podcast.
Is it?
No. No, it's not. This is the number one PlayStation podcast on IGN.com, Podcast Beyond.
I brought on my Virtual Boy stuff. I thought this was the virtual cast.
Nope. You guys are both wrong, but that's okay, because we are a forgiving and conversational podcast. On today's show, if you didn't already notice, and were immediately aware of the fact that both Greg Miller and Colin Moriarty, Podcast Beyond legends, are in Comic-Con right now. So they're not here. I'm doing the podcast by myself, but luckily I had some help.
We're not there.
Right.
Which is kind of nice.
It is nice, because I hear it's a little crazy, it's a little smelly, it's a little sweaty.
Yeah? It is.
I was going to say it's a shithole.
it's a giant Star Wars armpit.
The only thing that I think sucks about it, right, is that, like, if you want to go see panels, you have to wait, like, 3 hours in line.
Yeah,
like, you spend so much. It's like going to Disneyland on a really busy day where you just spend all this time waiting in rides.
Yep.
And it's like the same thing there. You just spend all this time, you know, there's like the show floor, but most of the time, if you want to see anything cool, you have to spend hours waiting in panel lines.
Yeah, and then all they tell you is that they're not making another thing that you loved in the 80s.
Here's 3 minutes of a movie that you really want to see. You can see in 2 years, and like a 5-minute really awful Q&A where people ask really awkward questions.
Is Buffy the Vampire Slayer coming to my birthday party? No.
No, sorry.
I know the simple act of you waiting all day for that. Might think that you deserve that.
I noticed that in Battlestar Galactica episode 4, one of the people.
And they're just like, thanks, pay us $40 for a signed picture.
Buy the Blu-ray.
I do feel bad for, because you have to understand that, like, a person that's going up into a panel and asking a question, they're not only being heard by, like, all these fellow fans that are just all staring at them, but they're speaking to people that they either probably admire or kind of almost revere, right? Mm-hmm. So I could understand why you would be nervous. If I went to, you know, K-pop convention USA, and they brought me up to a microphone with Girls' Generation in front of me, and they were like, ask your dumb question, kid, I would be freaking out.
The thing is if you ever think to yourself, man, I got a question that's going to make everyone laugh, don't say it.
Yeah, actually,
it probably won't.
Don't tell jokes. Just ask a nice, simple, like, hey, thanks for coming out. Have this question for you. Thank you. And then sit down. And then you will avoid all awkwardness.
Your K-pop convention is sort of grounded in the rules of reality, right? Like, it's not.
I don't know.
Have any of you guys ever made out with each other? Please answer while I take pictures.
Remember in that video when you had lasers? Do you really have those? No, that was a video. Sorry.
I like these pretend questions. Well, anyway, our podcast, oddly enough, is not going to be about K-pop conventions for the entire episode.
God damn it.
We are actually going to be joined by our own Peter Eichemans, probably in about 20 minutes or so, or maybe earlier, and he's going to be talking about Battlefield 3, and we are also going to be talking
on
the PlayStation 3, no less.
So he's one of the first and only people who's actually seen that on
consoles. I've seen it.
Chill.
Seen it, didn't play it.
Yeah, but no one cares what you have to say about anything.
I care. Also, we get to talk about Limbo a little bit because that just came out on the PlayStation 3 via the PlayStation Network.
Just in the nick of time.
We can talk about that. And then hopefully Greg and Colin are both hanging in there in the lovely, wherever the hell it is, San Diego.
Without Greg and Colin here, you'll get a lot less obnoxious, loud interruptions and crazy opinions.
I don't know about that.
I'm just kidding.
Well, why don't we start off the show what once was, is now, and forever will be the Roper Report, where we talk about the news that's been going on. And I'm not going to... Okay.
Time for some news.
El Roper Report.
Well, that's
I was
a new
watching
one.
That on the wrong channel.
I like that. Was that like the
Telemundo
version of Podcast Beyond?
Radio Roper.
Hola. Bienvenidos a Roper Report.
El Nachos.
Esta es la noticias de PlayStation.
¿Dónde es las PS3?
How do you say Beyond in Spanish?
I don't know.
El Beyondo.
I highly doubt it.
Beyonde.
Right.
Beyonde.
My Spanish is more Mexican.
Beyondonito.
Doritos. Brought to you by Taco Bell.
Why don't we actually do...
Actually, all podcasts from here on out in IGN are brought to you by Domino's.
Oh, man. Domino's.
So there's been a lot of news. This I kind of just cobbled together a bunch of quick little tidbits for us to go over, including the fact that you can get everything Comic-Con related on IGN.com right now.
More than everything.
Is there a
more
hub
than everything.
Right underneath the top stories section?
I don't know. Is there?
I don't know.
There's a lot of comics.
There's a lot of those hubs
and
comics.
And a lot of cons.
Ooh. Yes, there
Watch
is.
Out for those. Just click on the comics.
I would say that we've had a couple big video game stories come out of there. But let's start off with first bit of news. These are all really quick and mostly concerning release dates because, honestly, I don't know how Colin and Greg come up with this news, man.
They just read the PlayStation blog and copy and paste.
Jeez. Anthony is in a brutal mode today. First off, Prototype release date is April 24th, 2012. That's Prototype 2. That's where you're this dude and you shoot out dark tendrils of grossness at other people.
So that should give them plenty of time to make it not suck, right?
That's the game that a lot of people compared to Infamous.
Yeah.
For whatever reason.
Yes. The original
pretty
Prototype.
Much the same.
Well, they did have except, a lot of similarities.
Except Infamous was good.
Well,
there are a lot of people that will say they liked Prototype better. Because it was just more silly.
I can tell you that our own Colin Moriarty does not like Prototype very much at all.
Yeah, Colin loves Infamous.
Yes. Prototype was kind of like that Superman reboot where in the first 5 minutes he's like carrying a plane and at the end of the movie he has to carry a car and you're like, oh, how's he going to do that? Oh, yeah, he carried a plane earlier. Prototype is like the first 5 minutes you're throwing a tank and climbing on the top of the building. So you're like, oh, what can he do from here? Not that much.
He can lift up the building?
I can throw a planet.
It's true. Whoa. You're super powerful right off the bat, so there's not much of a problem.
In Prototype 2, you can actually throw the sun at people.
That's pretty impressive.
Yeah.
Considering that, I mean, how would you be throwing it at someone? I mean, it would just sort of engulf the planet before you'd even
get... Don't worry, just play the game. $59.99
Excuse me. How hard is it to throw the sun at someone?
But the Earth is actually only... No, shut up. It's a video game.
Shut up, kid.
Also, coming out of Comic-Con this week, Ultimate Marvel vs. Capcom 3 was announced. Just the typical Capcom treatment updated version with a bunch of new characters, including some fucking raccoon that I thought it was a fat Sly Cooper for
too.
A second.
It's like, where have you gone, sir? You really let yourself go.
Capcom, man. They're like one of the companies out. They're trying. All these Japanese companies are like, how can we keep re-releasing our stuff and getting kids to give us more money?
Yeah. Oh, they've got their thumb on the pulse of that one.
I don't know. I mean, with fighting games, sometimes it makes sense. Maybe not a full console release, but it makes sense with a fighting game as to when, after you release it to the public a couple months later, you generally do have better insight into which characters need fine-tuning.
Yeah. Sure, so that's what patching's for.
Right, right, which is why it could be a free patch, but...
El Pacho.
Why do a free patch when you can make money?
That's true. What were they selling that new Mortal Kombat DLC character for?
$5.
That's not bad.
Each.
Wow. Also, speaking of Mortal Kombat downloadable content, guess who's coming to Mortal Kombat
Can we review that today?
It's already on the
site.
It's already on
the site.
Awesome.
You guessed it. Freddy Krueger.
Who guessed that?
you did.
I did.
Yes, the legendary villain slash creepy dude with a burnt up face and claw hands is coming to Mortal Kombat on, I want to say, August.
Now, in the scheme of Mortal Kombat, I don't understand how Freddy would be a very good combatant. Because Freddy can only do all the crazy shit he does when he's in your dreams. The other person has to be asleep.
Yeah.
So how would he be battling these people?
Because everyone in Mortal Kombat has been asleep since the start. They'll just write that in. It's all a dream in hell.
It's all Freddy's
and
land.
And also, we are lucky enough to at last be joined by Peter Eichemans.
Oh, my God.
Hello.
Thanks. Hello,
everybody. Thank you for joining us.
Where does your last feel free name to come adjust. From?
Dutchland.
Okay.
It used to be spelled E-I-J-K, but entirely too many people called it Eichemans. So my dad finally became a citizen and changed the spelling.
Was it because every time he tried to spell his name, he got to the J-K part and they thought he was just kidding?
Absolutely. He was an innovator of internet
the J-K.
Internet shorthand before the
Customs
internet.
Was like, you're hilarious. We here at Ellis Island appreciate a good gag every now and then.
It's true. Now, going back to your question about Freddy, who knows? But he does have his claw hands, and apparently he also can pass into the fucking realm of hell, according to his fatalities from that trailer that we saw. Like, in one of his fatalities, he just grabs the dude, and they're like, no! And then he just, like, sinks down into a fiery pit, and then shoots out.
He threw Scorpion into a fiery furnace.
Oh, that's right.
Scorpion would just be like, what?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's cool. He's like, I was born there.
We didn't quite think about that. Yeah. When it's like, when Scorpion starts a match, he's on fire.
Exactly.
So
it's not the most effective offense.
So, potentially, fatality that...
It doesn't really kill
fire.
Him, he just throws him back in his house.
I hope they do like really crazy psychotic finishing moves from the movies, like when he put a Q-tip in that guy's ear. Or like when he made when he turned that guy with the hearing aid, all his ear all the way up and his ear like exploded with spikes. Just do that to Johnny Cage. Make him deaf first.
I was actually surprised that we didn't see more creative fatalities coming out of Freddy.
The only thing I noticed in the trailer is you see one point where giant claws are coming out of the ground.
Yes.
That's just one of his straight moves, though, I think.
Yeah, that's just a regular move.
Does he pull out a chalkboard and scratch it like he did in the 80s?
No, but that's his babality.
And Scorpion's like, turn that noise down, Jesus.
Do you mean he would be like, with his skull head?
Yeah, he doesn't have lips. He can't articulate.
Very difficult to understand.
So, moving on with the Roper Report, very important piece of news here. Hulk Hogan is joining the cast of Saints Row the Third, making it the greatest game of all time.
Is he playable?
I don't know. I think he's just voicing the wrestling character.
He should just go around the game and tell everyone not to do drugs and take their vitamins. Everyone's like, what? This is a game about drug dealers.
Let me tell you about open world action, brother.
Take your vitamins. Put that crack down.
Yes, exactly.
He steps in at the end of every single mission with some kind of
with a motivational message.
Yeah.
They're like, congrats, you killed Hoopo and his whole gang. Oh, don't do that, brother. Stay out of the streets. What?
Gang violence isn't the answer,
brother.
That
doesn't work here, Hulk.
Also, Darkness 2, delayed until 2012. How do we think about that?
It's too bad, actually.
My guess is they looked at the fall and they're like, no.
I always say delays are good because honestly, if it gives them any time at all to perfect a game or get close to it, that's fine. I don't mind. I don't care.
If you want to play The Darkness 2 right now, just play Call of Duty, but get all your friends to wear black t-shirts and wave their arms in front of the television. That's pretty much it.
Is
Darkness 2
is?
Takes up like 25% of the screen and the rest is like, I got alien arms.
I seriously thought you were going to say like, play Call of Duty, get high as fuck, and then turn the lights off.
The darkness.
That's another alternative.
And then just drape a boa constrictor around your neck.
Yeah, put a snake on your TV and have some kids put a puppet show on. There's The Darkness 2. I just saved you $60.
There you go. Thanks,
but it was
Brian.
Delayed because the kids were still too young.
Yeah.
So you need a little older kids to... longer arms to wave in front of your TV. That's why it's got to wait.
And on more release date news, this is just a release date filled Roper Report. Final Fantasy 13-2 is dropping in January of next year. So for all of you that care.
For all of you that are part of the problem.
Part of the problem. Oh, God.
No, I'll try that game out. I'll see how it is. And last but not least, Child of Eden, the Mizuguchi game that features sequences from my dreams, will be available on September 20th for the PlayStation 3 for the low, low price, but not really, of $49.99 for a game that can probably be beaten in a few hours, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
And then we'll give you a complete, total, utter migraine.
Yeah, so you weren't a big fan of this game, actually.
I liked the way it played. I liked what it was trying to do. But no matter what, how much I loved it, after I played it for an hour, I went back to my desk and all the words were just being rearranged.
That was hilarious. I saw you guys walk, like, stumble out of there. Like Arthur, something had gone very, very
fellow
wrong.
Fellow editor Arthur Geese came back from the demo and he went to tweet about how it messed his brain up. And his tweet had, like, it was like the way Tom Cruise reads a script. Everything was upside down and backwards. And
I like that.
And it was hilarious because I saw you guys stumble out of there. I was like, oh, what's going on in there? And I walk in right after you guys. I go play for like 20 minutes. And I walk out of there like, oh.
It felt like somebody set up some weird like nouveau art exhibit at IGN.
Very much so,
for an
yeah.
afternoon that people could just walk one. In and walk out and be like, dude, don't go in that room.
Which makes you want to go in even more. Yeah. Then you're like, oh, what did I do?
There's like a Pink Floyd laser light show going on in there with space whales. Just stay away.
I really am curious about the experience of being under the influence of some sort of illegal substance and playing that game.
You're dropping
sure.
all kinds of drug references on today's episode.
Why not, man?
He's trying to find a dealer.
I'm not saying. I'm not saying people.
It just seems wrong. Yeah, the Res HD came out for like $10 on Xbox Live Arcade, and this comes out as a fully retail game, and it's pretty. And they said it's not Res. It's Res.
Well, it has move support, right? So that could be kind of cool.
So that's something there.
Yeah, that's true because there aren't downloadable games that have connect or move support. Oh, wait. There are.
That's true.
Oh, wait.
Yeah, like Ape Escape. That turned out great. Would we give that a 2?
Well, there's a...
Jack, not a big fan.
There's a fan. Fruit Ninja Connect coming out soon.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Fruit Ninja...
All right.
That should be... I wish it had a theme song and it was just you saying that and then three other people looking at
no.
you.
No. They have to make it...
The song is people staring
and three other people
away.
Are like...
They have to make it something way more racist and stereotype where it's like Fruit Ninja Gong.
Yeah.
Bing, 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 bing.
What a horrible waste of produce that game is. Where are the vegan outcry groups on that one?
I just want
no,
to
No, then there's
eat.
Just the freegans just cleaning up after the game.
You're saying you want Meat Ninja? Where it's just
well,
huge
I mean,
slabs of bloody
it's like
meat
we've been,
slices.
Like,
rotting fruit.
We've been killing animals for so long in video games that like all of us, ever, you know, vegans were so mad at us. And now all of a sudden it's like, yeah, we're just going to kill
our
vegetables.
I would play Meat Ninja where like cows go tumbling through the air and you slice them and they're all...
Meat Ninja sounds like a horrible secret masturbator game.
With move support.
Aha! Surprise! Whoa!
That's a porn. It exists.
Meat Ninja right now.
On Netflix, instant streaming.
Do not send us your Meat Ninja box art photoshops, please.
Meat Ninja.
We don't want to see those.
To beyond at IGN.com.
Just send them to Greg. And don't tell him why.
Yeah.
You'll never escape no this sausage fest. All right.
That was like...
That's like... That's like if Meat Ninja was also a horror movie.
A ninja star from my dick.
Meat Ninja. Dude, I just looked up Meat Ninja.
Yes.
And I will say that the first thing that came... Google auto-completes is Meat Ninja controls.
Wow. Yes. Oh my god.
Using fabulous one-handed controls.
Yes. Leaving your other hand free for snacking.
What? Just eating some meat.
Eating some meat, bro. All right. Let's move on before...
Meat Ninja is apparently just a playable character in Super Meat Boy.
Oh, okay.
Oh, okay.
Well, that takes all the fun out of it.
Meat Ninja. All right, so now it is about time in the show where we would do the official IGN list of upcoming PlayStation software on all three platforms by the IGN editors.
Oh, God.
And then one of you needs to sing a little ditty.
I thought you were going to say, but there's nothing else coming yet.
No, there actually is. Besides Meat Ninja, on the PlayStation 3, we had some phenomenal games hit retail, gentlemen. Now, I'm serious when I'm saying that never in retail have we seen such amazing and incredible experiences in digital interactive entertainment like Call of Juarez, The Cartel, and Captain America Super Soldier. Both available this week.
I heard Captain America Super Soldier wasn't terrible.
Not really? Terrible. Who'd you hear that
so
from?
This is PlayStation Summer of go outside.
Summer of go outside.
This is the summer of summer.
The summer of get a job.
Of the presidential fitness program.
We have someone to get now. Just, you know, mow your dad's lawn. It's
go,
more fun.
Go make a few dollars.
If I was Ubisoft, I'd be so pissed about Call of Juarez.
You reviewed Call of Juarez. Would you rather mow your dad's lawn than play that again?
Yeah. I would make money instead of losing it.
Yeah. So why didn't you like it, Anthony?
It's like they took everything that was good about the other Call of Juarez games and threw it by the wayside, which includes the fact that they were westerns, like spaghetti westerns, which hardly any game companies touch in the scheme of things. There's like Gun, Red Dead, and Call of Juarez. That's all there is that pretty much touches.
True.
Sorry, for a second I thought you were just making up a game called Gun, and then I was like, no, wait, there is indeed a game called Gun.
Gun was an Activision game before Activision did the really stupid thing and made that company do nothing but shit out Guitar Hero games.
Yeah. And DJ Hero, they shit out a few of those.
So they took it out of the West. They made it modern times. They put in a bunch of stereotype characters who don't like each other and they aren't likable. Because that was the thing.
By stereotype, do you mean racist?
I don't know. I've met people that are like this. Uh-huh. Like, including the Mexican dude that's like, oye, como va?
Oh, the Mexican guy who is speaking Spanish?
All the time. He speaks Spanglish. You know, he speaks Spanglish all the time. Uh-huh. Right?
Authenticity. So, I think you're mistaking that for authenticity.
So, but the thing is that they're just like caricatures of like what you would expect them to be. And they're not likable. So when inevitably there is betrayal, it's just really dumb and you don't give a shit. And the gameplay is really bad and it's just really poorly made. It is obvious to me that they were like, oh, Dead Island, we got to make that game and then put our C squad to finish this game in like 4 months. I mean, Greg saw a Call of Juarez in March, and it was like pre-alpha code in March, and now it's July and it's done. So
yeah,
just think about that.
I am thinking about it, and
sounds
it's probably not good.
Yeah.
All right.
Ubisoft didn't get their money, and you know what I was thinking about. Is I have lowered expectations for Dead Island because of this game. And I was talking to someone on the way in, and I think that if Blur makes a trailer for your game, it's a good indication that your game's probably in trouble.
Really?
And you need the help. Think about it.
Really?
Yeah. DCUO?
Yeah.
Star Wars The Old Republic?
Check.
Brink?
Giant check.
You know, it's just there's like all these games that they're like, oh man, we need something so people care about our game.
Yep.
Make a Blur trailer.
We can't
trailer.
Show the game. Make this an awesome trailer.
Yep.
So,
yep.
Not using the game.
And Blur comes through.
Yep.
Good trailers, by the way.
All great trailers.
Blur is actually doing the trailer for this show.
Lex, I just wanted to say thank you for my powers. Did you guys remember that trailer for DCU? Oh my
great.
God, that was like one of my favorite moments of all time. You're welcome, Johnny Stab. Lex, what have you done?
Let's go rescue this city full of superheroes and three people who might be in trouble. But everyone else is a superhero.
I want to see Blur do a trailer for Mega Man that still uses the VO from the Mega Man game. Thank you, Dr. Wily.
We got to get to the energy room at Mega Man.
Anyways.
That's a very good question. The master is oh, man. Audioatrocities.com or .net or .org. I forgot what it was. One of those
Google.
Three.
Google.com.
Google.com/face. All right. On the PlayStation Network this week, we had a gigantic update, actually. Let's go through a few of the things you can get on the digital download front, including Limbo, which we will talk about in a moment. Also, Fast Draw Showdown. Does anyone know what that is?
No.
Anybody?
Is it like Meat Ninja?
Now's your chance to clean up this town and show them who the fastest gun in the West really is.
West.
Add that to your Western list.
Really
is it a move game?
Is it better than Call of Juarez?
Unholster your PlayStation Move motion controller and start working your way through this outlaw-riddled town.
That thing, that really implies that the Move controller has been holstered for quite a while.
Yes.
I would rather just wait to play... the Kinect Western.
Gunstringer.
Yes. Yeah.
That game's... looking good.
There you go.
I'm a fan.
Also, Dead Block, which Arthur said yesterday on Podcast Unlocked, don't buy.
Don't buy it. I played co-op with him. Don't buy it. It felt like a friend was doing something mean to me.
Okay. Also, Baseball Stars 2. Okay.
That's the Search for More Stars.
The Diamond of Neo Geo Station? What? Also, the King of Fighters 95. Why are we getting all these Neo Geo games?
It's kind of cool.
What is going on? Cool. Yeah, I guess.
Some good old fighters
on it. I suppose. Also, add-on game content this week. We have Fallout New Vegas Old World Blues came out for $9.99, as well as the Mortal Kombat DLC. Not Freddy, but Rain. That's right, the Purple
when
Ninja Rain.
When does Bastion come out for PS3?
Never.
There's no announced plans for it. They're saying they're working on the PC build for later this year, but there's no announced plans for PlayStation.
I was going to say, I'm almost positive I've seen it running on a PS3 before.
Cool. Yeah, cool. Nice. Also, for bundles, there's some good stuff. There's a Borderlands full bundle, which I assume is the game and all the content, or just all the DLC for $19.99.
Wow.
And
that's not bad.
BioShock 2 add-on bundle for $10.99, and Mafia 2 add-on bundle for $14.49.
Or if it's the add-on bundle, is that only the DLC?
I
not
think
the actual game?
I think it's the game.
Even
as
if it's
well,
only the DLC, that's still like probably
it's a good deal for BioShock. I think they were selling those for what?
Well, and for Borderlands, those were pretty expensive, and they all add like several hours.
Yeah. For show. Also for the PlayStation Store for the PSP, we finally have Final Fantasy Tactics: The War of the Lions available for $10. That's awesome. That is a really good price.
And when's that coming out for freaking iPhone?
For
man?
iPhone, it's coming, man. It's coming. Should be a couple more months.
They take their time with stuff like that.
Baseball Stars 2, so again, King of Fighters 95, again. We have some Dissidia content. That's right.
All right.
You can download BGM packs. I can't speak today. As well as some new costumes for Terra, Shantotto, and Bartz.
So, thank God. I was hoping so we get new costumes for Terra, Shantotto, and Bartz.
Don't make fun of me.
I know nothing about what you're talking
about.
It's
okay. You don't have to. Also, Angry Birds is available as a PSP mini now for $4.
What?
And still it's broken. Making money.
I'm reading that it's broken.
Really? Yeah. Well, there you go. Also, here's some other minis. We had a lot of minis today. One of my favorite things, you guys, if you don't already know, is reading off the names of the minis that come out every week.
They're usually super literal
they're
and terrible.
Crazy. So we have Athena, Guerrilla War, Hail 21, Ikari Warriors,
okay.
Marvin's Maze, Me Monstar, Hear Me Roar, Ozama Wars, Sasuke versus Commander,
wow.
And Vanguard.
It's like they took a bunch of Japanese game namers from 1985 and kept them in a box and then opened up the lid and they're like,
psh,
name
make
some minis.
Games.
And they're like, Zaxxicon. Like, all right, cool, thank you.
Get back in your box.
Marvin's Maze. The kids will love that, right? Kids love mazes and they love Marvin. Yeah, all right, that's enough for you. See you in 20 years.
I just want to see my family. Consoles.
Happy Ball. Kids love Happy Balls, don't they? Yes, thanks a lot, sir. Close the door. All right.
That's what Charles and I joked about forever when we were talking about how hilarious it must be to see what the Street Fighter announcer looks like in real life. Like they have him locked in a booth and he's like, I haven't seen my family in 3 years.
USA!
Oh,
I feel
God.
Like next time you do that, you should just bring me and Brian in and we'll just off the top of our head come up with fake names and they'll sound just as legitimate.
Yeah.
Next week on PSP Minis, we have Bazoogle.
Bazoogle!
Bakukar is the limited fast racer from the future where you star as a duck.
Yep. Chimichan.
Orangutan Jam, which is a music platformer.
Ooh,
I love Crosswalk. Starring not a boy, but
Crosswalk.
Crosswalk.
And Banana Manimaniacs.
Dokken 2 from the maker. Well, we never made Dokken 1, but just pretend we did. It came out in Japan 2.
Japan 2.
Which never came out in Japan 1. Don't worry about it, just buy it. It's on mini.
Infinite Sunsets.
Infinite
Somebody at Capcom's listening to this just crossing stuff off their list.
God damn it. We're in the middle of making Infinite Sunsets.
I'm going to download Tic-Tac-Toe Party when I get home. That's my submission for fake minis. Okay, that was awesome. I think why don't we go right into our topic of the week this week, which is sort of split up between Battlefield 3 and Limbo. Who wants to start? I think Peter, since you joined us all special, you should kick things off. It's a little Battlefield 3.
Like I kicked the door in like for my entrance that you guys don't get to see because you're only listening to this?
I know, it's so sad that they
it
missed
it. It was amazing.
It really was. Like he was leaving
It was completely silent. It was very unusual. like there was like fucking like dust coming down from the ceiling.
And I was sitting here.
But it was just silent.
So we were at the EA Summer Showcase 2 weeks ago. And got some hands-on time with Battlefield 3 on the PlayStation 3. And we're finally able to put up our impressions today, which
you can find at ps3.ign.com.
This is true. And yeah, it was the first time we actually got to play Battlefield 3 on the PlayStation, or any console for that matter. I mean, it showed up in Jimmy Fallon last month sometime. They showed a segment of the single-player campaign. But all they showed us at the showcase was the same map that we saw at E3, only this time on PlayStation 3. And so as we learned really nothing new, but all we got out of it was that it's never going to be as powerful as a PC, but it's very much, it doesn't look as good as a PC, which is to be expected, but I think even we were all kind of expecting something more when we saw it. I mean...
Really?
Ah, really?
I mean, there was very much, to be fair, like, they sat us down, they're like, okay, this is pre-alpha, which is, but yeah, 3 months away from release.
Oh.
So yeah, there's a weird balance there.
Man, but, it's Call of War is all over again,
no,
guys.
But I mean, we can't, because of the caveats they made, they're like, okay, you know, not all the destruction's in, not all the textures are complete, still missing details. Like, there was a lot of, like, a checklist of stuff that wasn't in it.
3 months.
But 3 months, exactly. So that's what my preview was. Like, okay, it plays really well. The gameplay's fun. It's very much Battlefield.
The thing is, when you see it on PS3, it doesn't look all that different from Bad Company 2. In my mind, actually, graphically,
it
which
like
isn't bad because Bad
shooter.
Company 2 didn't look bad.
Yeah,
but it's not like the same time as the first time you saw the videos that were obviously running on PC for Battlefield 3, where you were like, "Holy shit, this is unlike anything else out there."
And it's hard to like go into extreme specifics now because we didn't see them like side by side. We don't have any footage to show about this, so it's just very much our impressions of it. And a lot can change in that time frame, and they've proven themselves definitely competent developers that they can pull off some amazing stuff, but I'd love to see more, some new maps, some bigger maps, the destruction implemented, to see how it really does run on a console. Any other map.
We've only seen the same map for 3 months now.
Yeah.
And there's several maps and a single player campaign, and it's coming out in 3 months.
Yeah. And it was a pretty small map, to be honest.
Like, yeah. I still say that game is definitely coming out in 2012.
They don't love you like I love you.
You're calling the delay?
They're pushing it. They don't want to admit that it's going to get delayed, but it's getting delayed.
I kind of wish that these developers would show us more when they're ready to show it rather than just show us stuff for the sake of showing it.
Yeah, it's like you were saying earlier, like you're happy when a game's delayed because, hey, spend more time on it.
Yeah.
You know, you don't have to show us anything, but if you're going to show us something that's like ready to be shown.
Well, it's like every time Nintendo shows a game, they're like, here's this game and it's coming out in 2 months.
We have Battlefield 4 here. They just roll out a chalkboard with some drawings on it.
Like nobody grabbed Roger Ebert a year before Avatar was out and was like, oh, we're going to put a bunch of space targets back there, but just imagine it for now.
Just imagine it for now.
They're like, they'll be already in 3 months.
Like
that, really? That's a lot of
I like
space
that
tigers.
All of James Cameron's producers are from New Jersey.
Exactly. Oh, look, the space tiger.
Hey!
Put them on the Jupiter planet.
Look, Mr. Cameron, you
got
to
get the unobtainium.
You got to understand that there's going to be some space tigers here.
Right,
there
won't be any delays. We'll take care of this thing with
and
this
guy. And a pizza parlor over here.
Don't worry about
it. And a future pizza parlor over here.
We're gonna put them all inside of a big giant tree and then we're gonna burn it to the ground. Space tigers.
How do we make them sexy? Well, they still have boobs.
Yes.
They're gonna bang with their tails. You just lock your hair together and you bang.
That's we know this is going to appeal to Americans and to the Japanese for the fetish with the tentacle porn.
Everybody loves the big blue space people that bang with their tails. Put them in the woods. They'll be fine. Let them run around in the jungle with their friends. Burn down their houses. It's fine. Get the man with the no hair with the scars to land and make a muck of everything.
With the no hair and the scars.
God, Ryan used to be a pitch man for a living.
I know.
Just walk around Hollywood, storming in offices.
All right, we got a car chase.
You guys didn't see the making of Avatar documentary DVD? It was exactly like this. It was just a bunch of guys. They're going to land on the planet with their minds.
And then they're all going to bang with their big hairy tails. But one of them is going to be handicapped, and he's going to pretend he's the size of a tiger man. 9 foot tall blue people in space. It'll make $1 billion.
What they don't realize is when they ride their horses, they're banging them.
Something for everybody. Yep. And when the lights go out and it's nighttime, all the flowers light up. Look at all the pretty flowers. Oh, that's a set of eyes. It's going to kill you. Buy the action figures. Get the soundtrack and the limited edition books. Dress up as him with your friends. Pretend you're on the Avatar.
The next
planet.
One's going to take place underwater. It's going to be mermaids banging.
I could see that happening.
Imagine that if was... the Little Mermaid was a blue mermaid and she banged with her hair.
And then Flounder started banging her hair also.
Space Tigers 2. What, you changed the name again? God damn.
Oh my God. That was amazing. Thank you, Altano.
Sorry for
I
that.
Knew I
think no, I think what you're trying to say is that Battlefield 3 does play pretty well. Like, it runs smoothly on the PlayStation 3. Like even really 30 frames a second, like it's smooth, clean animations.
It's not, yeah.
Space Tigers. And, you know, we're just hoping to see more soon.
Yeah. We did get a little away from that topic, didn't we?
I don't know what you're saying.
Hopefully gamers will get to bang Battlefield's hair this fall. Right? We'll bang hair with... Yeah. Coming to stores this fall, Battlefield.
Yep, Battlefield. Hopefully.
I think we'll probably see more of it next month at Gamescom, I'm guessing. They'll show something, they better.
I'm guessing they'll show the same demo.
Oh man, I just wish I could go on that trip with Anthony. I really want to internationally travel with Anthony.
Are you going to Germany?
Yeah, I am.
After
your last European adventure?
After the can't drink anything, can't eat anything in this country, will survive off of IV drips.
I survive off of immigrants there because they have a lot of Mediterranean immigrants and Middle Eastern immigrants, and they all make falafel.
Falafel, yeah.
Thank goodness.
Savior.
Uh-oh. Germany's really big on... I just realized,
the boss.
You were talking about Germany. Per Schneider, the head of IGN,
He just walked by the IGN office.
And he's very German. I was about to be like, they eat nothing but meat covered in beer there, right? He would walk by and just
apparently.
You know what's mind-blowing? Yesterday, we were walking up to the coffee machine joking about how they keep bringing these janky, broken coffee machines. And sure enough, we walk upstairs, there's a broken coffee machine. This morning, or yesterday too, we were joking about gummy bears because you had mentioned something about a 5-pound bag of gummy bears.
Yeah.
This morning I get an email from Amazon. So you're interested in gummy candy? And this whole list of 5.
So we heard you want to get fat.
It's just this materialization of the things we're talking about has been going on for 2 days now.
One customers who like dying also ate.
One of the things that a few people at IGN realize, including the people that work here, is that Pear, our boss, does listen to all the podcasts.
Yep. That's not true, because I would have been fired so many years ago.
No, he listens to Beyond on his commute.
He definitely
to work.
Listens to all Hi, the
Pear.
IGN ones.
Hi, Pear. Who's your little senior vice president publisher?
Who's your little vice prezi-prez? Pear Schneider.
One of my favorite moments in international travel was when we got to a special dinner in Germany. The first year that I was traveling through Germany for, I think it was, that was
Leipzig.
Just games... Like, what was it called at that point? Just
Leipzig. Leipzig Games, right?
Spielenfest?
No, it was not Spielenfest.
Games gespielst.
No, it was not Games
gespielst.
Games
gespielst. Welcome to Games gespielst.
You're going to get fired. God. No, and I was like, it's been a really long day. I mean, can I get like some water around here, Pear? And he was just like, ha, 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 and handed me a beer. I was just like, okay, thanks.
Everyone's like drunken Jesus there. They're just turning things into liquor.
They drink a bunch of carbonated water
the
there,
dude,
too.
The waiter at this restaurant basically had a giant revolver of beer. Like, it was like a huge, like, he was just like, he's like, you guys thirsty? And we're like, yeah, and it's like, and like these beer things shot out, and I was just like, we were catching glasses of beer.
I asked a waiter there for water in a glass, and they're like, what? You want me to bring you a glass and a bottle of water? I was like, no, I just want a glass of water. And they're like, from the pipe?
It's not common. They really don't do tap water.
Do you want beer in it?
Just be like stille Wasser. It's like stille Wasser, right? For still water.
Yeah, I said water, no gas.
No gas.
Gams gespielt.
Gams gespielt. Gams gespielt.
Was ist das?
Wow.
Das ist nicht so gut.
We're going to infuriate every German listener on this show.
Oh, whatever. Sorry, they, guys. They can sit there and make funny American accents and talk about how we're all a bunch of rednecks.
Dunkerchen.
It's true. It's
Dunkerchen. Beefchen. Juice. Okay.
Nine.
Let's move on to Limbo.
I can't help it that things like Rammstein are their biggest export.
Which is what Limbo is called in German.
Is it Limbenstiel?
Limbenstiel. I think translates to arm game. Limbenstiel.
Limbenstiel. Welcome to Limbenstiel.
All right. So yeah, Limbo's about a dead kid.
Yes. Well,
pretty much.
Spoilers.
Yep. Limbo is about a dead kid who's dead, but still manages to die a lot.
In the best possible ways.
Beautifully. Yes.
If you don't know what's coming, you're going to get killed by every new thing that can kill you, and you will laugh every time. Yeah. Just because it's so, like, out of the blue.
I think there's never been a game since, like, the first Super Mario where when you die, like, in the first minute or so.
Yeah.
You're like, holy crap, that can happen?
Yep. Yeah.
Like, you didn't know.
You have no clue.
It's because you're like, I'm a little boy running around the woods. It's fun. Doo-doo-doo. Oh, my God! My head fell off.
My head is no longer connected.
Yeah, there's blood spraying out, and there's like, no music in the game. It's just like...
It's eerie. Then, like, the thump of a... I don't know. I guess Spider's pretty early on. It's not really spoiling it.
Yeah. And then all these kids are trying to kill you.
Yep.
And you're in a factory. Yeah. It's messed up. So if you haven't played it on Xbox Live, it's probably one of the best Xbox Live games.
Absolutely.
It was one of the best-selling games of Xbox Live last year.
I believe if people were to somehow dig up our Game of the Year awards from last year, it definitely got something.
I think, what did it get nominated for?
Downloadable Game of the Year, for sure.
It must have.
I think it won Best Graphics.
No, I think it won Best Atmosphere.
Okay.
Best that makes sense.
Yeah, it definitely won one of those. But the entire game's in black and white. Black and white and red, right? Is the blood red or is it white?
No, it's all black and white.
Black, white, and grays.
And everything's got this like super hazy film, like old film look to
it. It's a creepy ass game.
It's got film grain all over it.
It is a creepy game.
It's really beautiful. So yeah, if you miss it on Xbox Live, definitely pick it up on PSN. It's
worth every penny.
So yeah, it's one of the best games you'll play all summer.
Absolutely.
It is very short. Keep this in mind.
It's like 4 hours.
It's about 3.5 hours, but...
It's challenging enough where you're probably not going to play it in one sitting, I'm guessing.
You definitely won't play it.
The best
one
part
sitting.
About it is with me is like I beat it myself and then I gave it to someone else to play while I watched. Because it's like so much more fun to see someone having that first experience.
Like just the moments of discovery you have. Yeah, it's interesting because I played it and I beat it and then I would just learn to kind of beat it quicker and quicker. So it would be like, you know, kind of like a meat ninja. So I could beat it in under an hour. But I would have people just
quick draw,
watch me play the game, and like it kind of defeats it when the person's like perfect at it and they're constantly doing everything amazing because you're supposed to walk around and die a lot.
Yeah, you have to.
Although there was an achievement for I think not getting through the game without dying within
less than
five times, which good luck getting that trophy, kids. Just
seriously,
throw your controller through the window right now because you'll be doing that when it's out.
Yeah, save yourself some time.
And Limbo's out now, I believe.
I think it came out this week.
You can download it today.
You can download it today.
Everyone should play it. Seriously.
Limbenspiel.
Limbenspiel. Okay. Thank you, gentlemen, for a wonderful topic of the week.
Sorry,
welcome.
Let's do a little mail call where we hear from the listeners who can email us to send emails to, beyond@IGN.com. Once again, that's beyond@IGN.com. People still ask what the email address is.
All the time, even though you say it every week. Yeah. I know. What?
Anyway, let's go to our first question. This is from Wasabi Motherfucking Jones.
Is that really his name he sent in?
Yes, which I highly doubt
given
is...
Given name.
Which is probably not his given name. Hey guys, do you feel Atlas receives the respect it deserves in the gaming industry? I feel... Apparently not. Did I say something wrong?
Because laughter started.
Yeah.
Because that's a great reaction to that.
I was laughing because, Atlas doesn't get very much respect.
I was born with a disease that makes me spontaneously laugh at things. It's horrible.
I just thought I said something wrong, and so I looked over the sentence again thinking, did I mispronounce any of that?
The fact that you have to ask that question proves
that question.
It doesn't.
Yes.
Yeah.
So basically, Wasabi is asking, like, well, why does Naughty Dog always get the cred? And, you know, I mean, I agree with the fact. What I think Atlas doesn't get enough credit for is how passionate they are about their consumers and like the amazing packages they put together for every game.
Yeah, but they bring over games that if they didn't, you would never see them.
Not only never see them, but they get first class treatment with translation. They get really nice packaging. They usually come with like art books and soundtracks, and it's really nice.
I gotta say though, for a company that's like so based on the passion of its consumers know that if you don't get in that store the first week to buy that Atlus game, you'll never see it again.
Yeah, that's
like
the thing.
They mail like one copy.
Atlus. That's the way Atlus makes money, is they don't overprint. Yeah. They do a very limited runs of these games they bring over. And not only that, but the reason you're never going to see, like, games like Naughty Dog's games get credit is because you're never going to see an Atlus game in a box trying to sell a PS3.
No. Yeah. Never.
It will never be bundled.
If they were smart, they'd have a whole division of their employees selling crap on eBay a year later. Because that's where the real money is. Hey, we sent 11 copies of this to America.
The scheme, it's
all Star Fox in here now.
The true statement is that Uncharted is not a niche game. It's a shooter, which appeals to a large audience. And everything Atlus does, almost everything is niche.
They almost made a movie out of Uncharted. They didn't almost make a movie out of...
Demon Souls,
or Sengoku...
Sengoku Bizarre. Yeah, I don't think that was an Atlus game.
No,
that was Capcom.
But
what was the last Atlus game?
But Atlus game did... did they? Yes, wait.
Did they
yes,
do
they
Catherine?
Did. They did do Kenka Bancho Badass Rumble or whatever
which,
it was called.
Which many, many high-profile celebrities are in the works to play their lead up right now.
Yes, exactly.
No, but they also...
Will Smith is actually starring in that movie.
They've done... they do a lot of turn-based RPGs. A lot of turn-based RPGs that no one would ever hear of. They're also working on publishing a game called Rock of Ages.
Mm-hmm.
They got some stuff.
Yeah.
But yeah,
they
again.
Got some stuff. And I, you know what, I really like that company, and I know I'm definitely biased because I have a close friend that works there that I very much respect and appreciate his hard work.
I don't think, going back to the question, I don't think respect is the right word. Because I think it's more like, do people know about them?
Yeah.
Because people who do know about them respect them for all the reasons we just said, but...
Okay.
For the most part, people are going to be like, who's Atlus? What
it's,
do
like,
do?
It's like textbook cult following when it
you
comes to
video games. You have to figure the only people who know... who makes games are the people that read IGN, which is only a small section of gamers. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, that read game sites. Most people who buy Uncharted have no fucking clue who Naughty Dog is.
Yeah.
All they know is, oh, Sony made a game. That's what they think to themselves. Oh, Sony made games.
Mm-hmm.
No, Sony didn't make games. Naughty Dog made games. They never know that. And so amongst those people, the people that even know of the existence of Atlus has got to be even infinitesimally smaller.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like, even back in the day when I used to play Nintendo games, I never thought, like, this game's made by Acclaim. Right? I was like, oh, yeah, Nintendo, another Nintendo
game.
Which
I'm sure they got phone calls constantly, like, hey, how do I beat level 4 Bucky O'Hare? And that's why I have no idea. Like, we're just Nintendo.
Have you guys ever seen the emails? I mean, which I've gotten in almost all my 4 years career at IGN of people saying, dear IGN, please make a Virtual Fighter versus Tekken fighting game.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay, so there's a few things wrong with this.
Wrong.
Linked at GameSpy, we used to, when me and Brian worked there, because it is linked to a service that actually makes parts of games, you do see their logo pop up at the beginning of games. We used to get emails all the time that was like, hey man, I'm playing like Combat Soldier 4 and I'm stuck in this hallway. And I remember he's like, I need to know how
is
to
that
get...
a real game, Combat
it
Soldier 4?
It was something 4? Like that. And he's like, I need to remember how to get the key. So Ryan described to him in very intimately intimate detail how to get the first... rockets in Metroid.
How to get the ice beam in Metroid.
Yeah,
the original Metroid for NES.
And he's like, I don't see any green things that I can use a bomb on. I don't even have bombs.
He's like, I'm a detective. How do I turn into a morpho?
Yeah.
I don't really see the tunnel that leads under the ice cavern in this police station.
Oh, God.
The people write in all the time like, hey, GameSpy, can you make FIFA 13?
Yeah. Like, or hey, GameSpy, I'm just wondering why the hell I went out and bought FIFA 2 right now and it isn't working online.
Like, why isn't it working online? And we would just write back and we'd be like, the year is 2011. That is why FIFA 2 is not working online. Because a lot of years have happened since 2. Ridiculous.
I want that to be on the back of the box. A lot of years have happened since 2.
Yeah. Since 2. If you're playing a soccer game and the ball is still a Mayan head, chances are we've evolved a bit since then.
You had really good physics.
Yes.
Really good physics.
The Mayan heads. We're like almost an hour in. We're only gonna have time for a few more questions here.
Oh, man.
Which do you guys like better, Limbo or Outland? Both have amazing sound and art direction, but I feel that Limbo.
Limbo.
Outland's cool. It is. It's different, though. That's like very
they're
much...
They're not the same type of game. Yeah. But Limbo is the one game I would recommend without reservations, whereas Outland, I'd be like, well...
Yeah.
That was from Miles, by the way. Thank you, Miles, for the question.
Thank you, Miles.
Yes. This email was very special to me because I think... Out of any email I've ever gotten, there we go. It was the most apathetic to start. Are you ready? Mm-hmm. All right. This is I quote.
I guess
here is,
I'll write
here is
you.
The email. You're spoiling it, basically.
Audible sigh.
Quote. This is Dylan Beyond, I guess. Anyway, the holiday release schedule is a big one this year. And the two titans that are in it are Skyrim and Battlefield 3.
That's true.
Now, if you could only own one of those two games and only ever own one, which one would you go with?
I mean, I don't know. Like, would everyone, like, your dumb dad, like, this stupid because the other one's probably cooler than your dumb dad thinks? Also, Nirvana.
What were the two games he said?
Battlefield and Skyrim.
Well,
I thought Skyrim
would be better when you were trying to erotically asphyxiate yourself.
Skyrim's like, it's really commercial though. Like those dragons are total sellouts, and like I don't know. Like I used to like those dragons before like everyone else liked the dragons, but like I saw that they started selling dragon T-shirts at the mall. It's like you're not gonna play a game about dragons if there's dragon T-shirts at the mall, man. I mean. Stop your corporate kiss-assing.
Dylan, like, don't kill yourself.
Starbucks.
The funny thing is that you could totally picture Dylan writing this as, this is Dylan Beyond, I guess.
I wish like, we lived in an era like where we didn't have to worry about video games and technology because like we're so tethered to like our cell phones and the internet that like back when video games weren't so corporate, like you could just imagine one like on a mountain. Like imagine like a Native American. Like he didn't have to like use a fax machine or like have his dad tell him that he couldn't watch like Degrassi. So he just had to go to sleep, man. Or he would stay up and be on a mountain and be like, oh, I can have all the dragons that I want in my mind. And they don't
or
have to
just
be...
paint them. That was really exciting.
Yeah, back when artists weren't total sellout whores like they are now. Also iTunes.
So thanks for the email, Dylan.
Thanks, dude.
Let's do a question from Brian Smith. Let's say, hypothetically, that video games were no more, parentheses, it would be sad, end parentheses. What would be the next thing all of you do career-wise, and would you be satisfied playing only the games that have been out since the present and the past?
Hypothetically, we couldn't answer this question in this world. Because if video games stopped, so would our jobs, and we would never see this email...
Say video games like stopped.
Starting right now.
Yeah, like they were like we're shutting down all video games.
Like a guy walked in the room and he's like, "They're done, guys.
It's over. That's all over.
Let's pack it up." Roy Bahat like throws his coat over his shoulder and just walks out the door
into the sunset, which just happens to be right up the street, silhouetting him.
Yeah,
till he disappears.
I don't know. As someone who recently visited the California Extreme Exposition, which is like a big arcade show, they don't really make those anymore. But those people in that room don't know that. So I think that like we would still have conventions. We'd still have like classic gaming conventions. We'd be the freaky, weird old people that were like, oh, look at this classic game, Sengoku Bizarro 2. And kids would be like, what the hell are these guys doing?
Grandma, I'm too busy playing Hollow Tennis.
Yeah, exactly.
Mm. Was that a thing?
Yeah, yeah, Hollow Tennis?
Yeah, sure.
That sounds like a future game.
Yeah, no, yeah, games are done.
Yeah, games are done, dude.
So I'm too busy reading a book. No, it's... What?
I think the answer is that none of us know what we'd do.
I think I'd work on my Meat Ninja cosplay.
Yeah.
I would probably do more writing.
Yeah.
How cool would it be, though, if video games ended and books were still around and they were just like, ha ha, we told you you'd be a flash in the pan. Books will be here forever. Like, your dad would just, he would, like, call you up in his 90s and be like, I told you.
I told you. So.
We won, motherfucker. Oh, man. He was right.
Damn.
These video games are just a flash in the
damn,
pan created
Dad.
By the devil.
I guess parents just do understand.
Maybe now he'll be able to see what makes Cinnamon Toast Crunch so good.
This has been a surprisingly funny podcast beyond today. I've been very enjoying myself. Let's see. This is from Paul. Paul writes, Beyond, wondering what Ryan thinks about the Death Smiles games. I haven't played it, so they look pretty cool.
Are those the ones with the girls that are inappropriately aged?
Yeah, I mean, it pretty much...
Did you only get 4 questions this week, or did you specifically save that for the air for you so you could be like... No, not nothing, sorry.
No,
I'm going to pop your balloon immediately.
I thought it would be funny. Was it not funny?
No, it definitely was.
All right, let's
see. Death smiles.
Let's go to a question from Lucas, who writes, after spending time with Catherine, what do you guys expect / want in the inevitable Persona 5? I would like more anime scenes, pretty HD cel-shaded graphics, and a dual language track just for kicks, though I always have been happy with the voice acting in the Persona series.
This guy knows who Atlas is.
Yeah, yes. This guy.
This guy knows.
This guy definitely knows.
Lucas definitely knows. I would say... anything except the mind-numbingly difficult block puzzles in Catherine, because, man, they kill me. Yeah. I love that game, but it actually hurts me to
How
play
How about
it.
Not going into the same building over and 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 over?
See,
and
I
over.
Don't mind that. Because if it's a randomly generated dungeon...
Randomly generated gray walls.
Okay,
wait,
well,
this one goes left.
All right, well, I guess they could change the look of it a
the
bit.
The colors. Ooh.
The colors. The colors, Duke. The colors.
I want a randomly generated story. And a randomly generated grandfather who talks to you for 30 minutes at the beginning of every Japanese game.
Ah, interesting.
Which we kind of have already.
Yeah.
But I want you to randomly generate that, man. To see what happens. Mix it up.
I think we could probably arrange that. I'm just excited for Persona 5 because I think that game's going to be inevitably awesome. All right, so here's an interesting question, guys. Ready? We're going to enter the moral space. Beyond. This is from Mark. I was hoping you guys could give me some advice. I was recently approached by my wife's friend's boyfriend. Do you got that?
Mm-hmm.
Wife's friend's boyfriend at a party. After seeing how many downloadable games I owned, he proposed we exchange account passwords so we could download each other's content. In fear of seeming rude, I agreed and have felt kind of weird about it ever since. I never use his password because it seems like stealing, but he has used mine to great personal benefit. Every time I buy a new game, I see him playing it the next day. Maybe it shouldn't bother me, but it really burns my ass that I have to pay and he gets everything for free.
Change your password.
How would you guys handle the situation? What would be a polite way to change my password, or should I just let it slide and get over it?
I know exactly. You change your password.
That had nothing to do with downloadable.
You change,
especially when he said it really burned my ass. When I was like, oh, you're not even hiding it anymore.
You need to change your
we
password.
We didn't tell my wife, but
you
we
need to change your
passwords.
Password, and then when he asks you about it, you need to say, look, I had a password security breach, and it's the password I use for everything, so I'm not sharing my password
pretty
with
sure
anyone that isn't my wife anymore.
Yeah, Sony just gave you a pretty good excuse for that, too.
Yeah, exactly.
How did you end that advice with?
I'm not sharing the password with anyone that's not my wife.
Oh, okay.
I think, frankly...
for some reason, I heard at the end of that, and I heard you saying, stop fucking my wife.
That, too. Either, you change your password, or you got to tell this guy, look, you're not... contributing to this relationship.
Yes.
Or, I want you to want to buy downloadable
or sign
games.
In with his password and just start buying things.
Yeah.
Right? Because maybe it has his
or
credit
this
card.
Or this guy has taken your identity, your wife, and lives in the Dominican Republic now.
Yeah.
All right. Anyway, here's the last thing that I want to read for today. This cracked me up. Well, last week, guys, we were talking about the Dos Erques commercials.
Mm-hmm.
Someone wrote in with his own, which I just really wanted to read. He travels through time to sell men's clothing, which, by the way, because he looks like George Zimmer from Men's Warehouse.
Okay.
When he drinks, people around him get drunk. His morning breath smells like roses. Prostitutes pay him. His beard hairs are the cure for cancer. He is the most interesting man in the world. And then it says the thing. Okay, apparently none of you guys thought that was funny.
What
so
thing?
Thanks, Jacob.
What does it say at the end?
I don't always drink beer, but when I do, I prefer Dos Erques.
Dude,
stay thirsty, my friends.
I remember, I think it was my girlfriend's kid at the time. I remember he said that one time. Like, one of us grabbed something to drink. He's like, stay thirsty, my friends. I was like, no!
I wish I had that commercial because then it would end with, I don't always drink. Yes, I do.
Or just start laughing.
Yeah, I don't always drink.
Yeah.
But I actually drink vodka soda.
I think the gem of that commercial is the prostitutes pay him.
Yeah.
That's pretty funny.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good. Yeah, I didn't get any laughs out of you guys. Sorry. I guess we didn't like that one.
Analytically respecting the reading.
My laugh disease wasn't working.
That's okay.
I'm so sad.
I think that's it for Podcast Beyond today. Let me look at my list of things to talk about. Yeah, that's it.
Oh, I'm concerned looking at this
exclusive
roster.
Exclusive hands-on with PlayStation 4? Oh, we'll save that.
Yeah, we'll save that for next week. What were you going to say, though?
I'm concerned about this various plugs. That's all it says. There's no description. Yeah.
Various plugs.
We're talking about hair.
You can follow all of us on Twitter. You can find me at Pwam Cider, P-W-A-M Cider. You can follow Peter at Pykemans, P-E... Oh, shit. It's hard for me to say it, do it without reading it.
P-E-Y-K-E-M-A-N-S.
Yes.
I did it.
You did it.
Nice.
Very nice. You can follow Baltano at Agent Bizzle. Right?
Yeah, that's yes. A-G-E-N-T-B-I-Z-Z-L-E.
Yes, he's hilarious, as you have demonstrated so thoughtfully
Thank you, sir.
Beyond today. And also you can follow our own Anthony Gallegos at, Chuff Money. There it is. Chuff it took Money. Me a second. C-H-U-F.
M. Go.
O-N-E-Y. Yes.
At
Hotmail.com.
That's also my email address.
What's this, of course, Google Plus?
America Online.
You can follow IGN at IGN. You can find all of us on Facebook. I'm on the Google Pluses, as was just described. And I think that is going to be about it for the plugs. Very important information. All of you that received an invite to Podcast Beyond Live, episode 200, check your fucking emails. I've sent out, Greg and I have sent out all... the emails. It's in 2 weeks. It's not next week. It's the week after. Very exciting. I will say to all of you listeners right now, all bajillion of you, I am extremely excited to meet those who are coming to this Podcast Beyond Live. It's going to be awesome. We're going to have some very cool people there, some famous Podcast Beyond listeners that have contributed to our show in the past.
Is the depressed guy going to be there?
No, not Dylan. I don't know if Dylan is coming.
Why would you guys do like a live show? You're such a bunch of sellouts.
So I will say that definitely be prepared, all of you, to be in San Francisco between like 4 and 5 o'clock. I think is tentatively where the check in time.
Why the hell are you doing?
I can't.
This?
I don't want it. They don't. Oh, okay. Greg didn't want to say.
It, okay. Yeah, you shouldn't say it soon.
Because we didn't want random people to try and crash the event. Yeah. People that didn't RSVP properly.
Good call.
But watch your emails.
Like me.
Stay vigilant. Yes, exactly. Baltana.
Are you going to have space tigers?
There's going to be some space tigers. And why don't we end the show with a song that was sent to me from David Giesen, who writes, "A hearty beyond to you guys. I just wanted to write in and say that despite being an avid X-Bot, I listen to your show every week. You're fucking awesome. Shows that you don't have to own a PS3 to enjoy what you do. Anyway, I was always enjoy when... Blah. I can't speak today. Sorry, guys.
It's okay.
Anyway, I always enjoy when you feature a song by the listeners at the end of the podcast and was wondering if you'd consider using one of mine. The song I attached is called Awakening, and it's inspired by my favorite game of all time, Final Fantasy VII. Yes. Thanks again for all your effort you guys put in every week. You rule beyond... and some other stuff.
Beyond.
Okay. Anyway, I just realized, by the way, that I didn't, I always preview the songs to make sure they're not like, fuck all the haters, you know, even though we would actually probably run that song, but I forgot. So, man, I hope this song is totally politically correct and not offensive. I'm hoping that since it's called Awakening based on Final Fantasy VII, it probably won't be like a hardcore rap about, you know, political unrest and racial tensions.
It's like, I hate Jewish midgets. You're like, whoa!
Whoa! So let's listen to David's Awakening and tune in next week to Podcast Beyond, the second to last episode before we hit Beyond Live 200 in San Francisco.
Live.
Thank you very much, gentlemen, for joining me. Beyond.
Thank you.
Beyond.
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 Beyond. Thank you.
Contained herein are the heresies of Radolf Burntwine, erstwhile monk turned traveling medical investigator. Join me as I uncover the blasphemous truth of a plague-ridden world, that ours is not a loving God, and we are not its favored children. The Heresies of Radolf Burntwine, coming January 2nd, wherever podcasts are available.